Plenty. You have to take good care of the cattle, or they'll get oil in those water holes.
Really? In the water
holes? My father doesn't like oil. And that's how he makes a living.
Well, there's some different types.
Hilly. We have the hilly region. We have the bottom land, the plain land. Like, the level is very low.
Well,
and usually that sand is very dry and cracks.
Along the river, is that bottom land?
No, you have it everywhere. It doesn't have to be along the river.
Is this bottom land here?
No, not this is not bottom land.
What would you call this kind of land?
It would be the average land.
So what's that called, that average land?
I never call it anything.
But you said there was a different kind.
This is the lower valley.
So you said something about plain land or something.
Yes, because they do not have hills. You will notice that our area has the very same seven hills Rome has. That's why it's called Roma. We have hills all around us. There is land that doesn't have any hills at all.
And that's called the?
The flatlands.
And,
or the plain land.
Sometimes, if you have a hill, you'll have a little something on top of it, like you'll have a hill.
Plateau, or what do you call that?
A little rise on top of the hill. What do you call that?
The hilltop? I don't know.
Or what do you use to pull the doors open with?
Knob.
Have you ever heard of a knob on a hill?
No.
And what about, there's a kind of land you don't have here that's like a hill, but bigger.
Mountain?
Are there any mountains anywhere near here?
No.
And on the edge of the mountain, or even on the edge of the river, the land might come along and then drop off suddenly. What would you call that drop? You ever heard it called anything? Like a cliff?
A cliff? Yes.
And so, are there any of those around here?
No, you wouldn't call them cliffs because our hills are not that high.
Well, now what would you call it? A hill that drops off. And would you have a name for
slope?
Would it make any difference if it was straight or?
Yeah, they're never straight. They very gently slope.
And if I took a knife and cut out a piece here like that, I'd do what to it?
You'd be shaping off a piece.
But I'd be cutting a little what in it?
Knot and knot.
And would you ever hear of a notch in the mountains as a place that you could as a place to get through the mountains? You know, a little that's where the mountains came down a little bit, and the road might go through there.
No.
What would you call a place like that in the mountains? Yes.
I don't know.
There aren't any mountains around.
No.
Well, what kind of roads do you have around here?
Dirt roads.
Tell me about them. Like there's different kinds.
We have the country roads, the farm roads, the ones you make with a tractor in private properties.
What do you call them?
We call them brechas. I don't know what.
You mean the tractor just clears out a?
Yes, for your own personal use at the ranch.
What is it called?
We call them brechas. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is.
What about Highway 83? What do you call that?
A highway.
And,
We have, like I say, the highways would be like Highway 83, and then we would have the farm roads like 649.
Is that paved?
Yes, but they're farm roads.
Why are they called farm roads?
Well, we know that on the highways are federal. Mm-hmm. The government takes care of them. And the farm roads, I believe the county does, or maybe the state. I don't know what the difference. I just know that the highway patrols can get you in the highways, but not in the farm road.
People drive pretty fast on the farm. And, well, what are those farm roads paved with?
The same asphalt.
What's that black stuff, that sticky?
Tar.
Do they use that?
Yes.